हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Gauravani prachatine Nirvishesha shunyavadi Pashacha deshatarine Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vatadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Krishna Chaitanya प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवतारि गो भक्तवृंद चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव तति गो भक्तवृंद हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Jaya Girivaradhari Jaya Girivaradhari Jaya Girivaradhari Jaya Girivaradhari Jaya Girivaradhari जय गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजना 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 यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे जय राधा गोकुल नंद राधा गोकुल नंद राधे जय राधा गोकुल नंद राधा गोकुल नंद राधे जय राधा गोकुल नंद राधा गोकुल नंद राधे जय सीता राम लक्ष्मण हनुमान 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 जय गौर निताय 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 जय प्रभु पदा 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 प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद
जयं शुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमान अभयचरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज शील प्रभुपाद की जयम नित्यलीला प्रविष्टो विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमान भक्त सिद्धांत सरस्वती महाराज शील प्रभुपाद की आनंद बड़ी वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम सहो श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्रीअद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोविंद श्याम गुंड राधा गुंडगिरी गोवर्धन की वृंदावन धाम की मायापुर धाम की मधुरपुरी धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की द्वारकापुरी धाम की गंगमाई की हिमनमाई की तुलसी देवी की भक्ति देवी की सामवेद भक्त वृंद की गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्री श्री गुरु श्री गौरंग ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्रील प्रभुपाद नमाम शुभदाय कृष्ण प्रस्थाय भूतलेश भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती ओं गौरवाणी प्रजारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशधारिणे नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाघया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददातिं स्वपदान्वयम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदां सहगणललितां श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगल्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तु ते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च
कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम पार्थाय प्रतिबोधितां भगवतां नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन ग्रथितां पुराण मुनिनां मध्ये महाभारतं अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणीं भगवतीं अष्टादशाध्यायिनीं अम्ब त्वामनुसन्धनामि भगवद्गीते भवद्वेषिणीं नमोऽस्तु ते व्यासविशालबुद्धे फुल्लारविन्दायदपत्रनेत्र येन त्वया भारततैलपूर्णं प्रज्वालितो ज्ञानमयप्रदीपम् प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकबाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुहे नमः सर्वोपनिषदो गावो दुग्धा गोपालनन्दन पार्थो वल्ससुधीर्भोक्ता दुग्धं गीतामृतं महन् वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचाणूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम् भीष्मद्रोणतटा जयध्रतजला गान्धारनीलोल्पला शल्यग्राहवती कृपेण वहनी कर्णेन वेलाकुलाम् अश्वत्थामाभिकर्णघोरमकरा दुर्योधनावर्तिनि सोत्तीर्ण खलु पाण्डवैरननदी कैवर्तकेशवाम् पाराशर्यवजःसरोजममलम् गीतार्थगन्धोल्कटम् नानाख्यानगकेसरम् हरिकथा सम्बोधनाबोधितम् लोकैः सज्जनषल्पदैरहरः पेबीयमानम् मुदा भूयाद्भारतभङ्गजकलिमल प्रध्वंसिनश्रेयसे मूकम् करोति वाचालम् भङ्गम् लङ्घयदे गिरिम् यत्कृपातमहम् वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुदस्त्वन्वन्दि दिव्यैस्तवैर् वेदैर्साङ्गपदैः क्रमोपनिषदैर्गायन्ति यं समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गदेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनो यस्यान्दं न विदुःसुरासुरगणैः देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ श्रीकृष्णाय नमः श्रीमते राधिकाय नमः सर्वत्र गोविन्दनाम सङ्कीर्तनम् गोविन्द गोविन्द
Gita chapter 10 and verse 30. Krishna's different opulences, that's what we are discussing, and we have seen how Prahlada was given. Krishna says among the daityas or among the asuras, the daitya word comes from Didi Devi. Didi Devi and Aditi were two wives of Kashyapa Prajapati. And those who born from Adidevi, they become the Devas. And those who born from Didi Devi, they become the Daityas. So Krishna says, among those who are Daityas, I am Prahlada. Prahlada's chasmi, Daityanam, Krishna says. We have seen why Prahlada was given this special special position, because seeing Prahlad's personality, Narasimha Murthy was very impressed by seeing Prahlada's mind, the way when he expressed about his about this desire that all living entities mutually respect each other and also look after them, in the sense that Dersay says that Devan Devayatanina Te Deva Bhavayanduva Parasparam Bhavayanda Prema Parama Vapsyada. That is what Prahlada spoke to Narasimha Murthy. Only prayer Prahlada had was that these khalas means this asuric nature, let that go away from people and each other, let them become the well-wishers. In that way, there will be happiness. Parasparam bhavayanda prema parama vapsyada. Prahlada says this to Narasimha Murthy. Krishna later on recognized this by incorporating that idea in Bhagavad Gita. And many people say that Krishna has received this from Prahlada. This Prahlada's great heart, how he opened up to Narasimha Murthy. So, Prahlada's chasmi daityanam. And then kala kalayadam aham. Among subduers, I am time. This doesn't require any explanation, does it? Among subduers, I am time. Kala kalayadam aham. In this world, we see that everything is subjected to time. We are completely under the control of time. No matter who it is, they were all subjected to time. Time comes one way or the other and takes us away from here. All our big projects and plans finish at that moment. Therefore, Krishna's Sudarshana Chakram in the hand, Krishna has started moving this, and the time has started moving from that time. And till Mahavishnu's four hands club disc lotus flower and we that and the club disc lotus flower and the Sudarshana wheel. So as long as this wheel is in movement, the time is also moving on, and all of us are subjected to time. Krishna says, kala kalayadam aham. Then, mriganamcha mrigendroham. Mriganamcha mrigendroham. Among all the beasts, I am lion, Krishna says. Among the beasts, I am lion. Everybody recognizes that lion is the king of the forest. And, vainadeyacha pakshinam. Mriganamcha mrigendroham, vainadeyacha pakshinam. Among the birds, I am Garuda. Vainadeya means Garuda. Vainadeya means the word comes from Vinata's son. Garuda is Vinata's son and therefore he is called Vainadeya. Vainadeyascha Pakshinam. He is among the birds, I am Vainadeya or Garuda. How did this come? How did this happen? Garuda's story is very interesting. It's there in the Mahabharata. You can read in the Adiparvam. A long story of a few chapters running into Garuda's appearance and Garuda's activities. How Garuda became the carrier of Vishnu. All these in stories are mentioned in the Mahabharata. Kashyapa Prajapati, Dasha Prajapati's two daughters, Kadru and Vinata, they were married to Kashyapa Prajapati. Kashyapa Prajapati married Kadru and Vinata, and after a long time, they both wanted to have children, Kadru and Vinata. So on Kadru's prayers, Kadru had 1,000 children were born. They both had eggs coming from there, from them. And these 1,000 eggs they broke up, and 1,000 snakes were born from Kadru. And from Vinata, there were 2 eggs were born, but these 2 eggs didn't hatch for a very, very long time. For a very, very long time. So Kadru had 1,000 snakes as her children, and Vinata had 2 eggs come from her, but the eggs didn't mature for a very, very long time. The result was that Vinata got very impatient, and one day she took one egg and cut it. The result was that a powerful personality came from inside who is known as Aruna, but one of his legs were broken during the process because Vinata has used a weapon to cut the ink, and because of that he was hurt. But when he came out, they realized that he was a great personality by his appearance alone. So Brahma gave him a special position as the driver of the chariot in the sun planet. That was a special position offered to him. So Aruna straightway went to the sun planet and took up the position as the charioteer or the driver of the chariot. So every morning, first what we see is Aruna before the sun. And that is the conception in the Vedic literature, that Aruna drives the chariot of Vaivaswan, the sun planet. And then, this time, next time, I mean after this incident, The second egg, Vinada did not do anything, allowed the egg to stay on its own for a very, very long time. In the meanwhile, something else happened. What is happening was that Kadru and Vinata, they had a discussion. They were both married to Kashyapa Prajapati, and they were sisters. At the same time, Kadru was a little bit more authoritative than Vinata. Vinata was, as the name indicates, full of humility. So Kadru and Vinata once got into a little argument. Argument was this, that the horse that has come from the ocean of milk while churning, which is called Ucheshravas, that Ucheshravas' tail had black hair on that, Kadru said. Vinata says no. Vinata knew very well that Ucheshravas is white in color. Everybody knows Ucheshravas' color is fully white. There is no black spot in Ucheshravas' body. But Kadru insisted, no, there is a black spots on his tail, and if they want, they can put a bet on that. So they put a bet on that, and the result was that Kadru and Vinata decided to go and verify themselves what is exactly the color of the tail of Ucheshravas. So naturally, Kadru decided to cheat Vinata, and what she did was she told her children, the snakes, black snakes, to go and hang on to Ucheshravas' tail. They hung on Ucheshravas' tail, and from a long distance, when Kadru and Vinata looked at the tail, Vinata could see some black color on the tail of Ucheshravas. So Vinata accepted the defeat, and the agreement was, because Vinata had lost the bet, she had to become the servant maid of Kadru. Although sisters, they had that competition mental nature between Kadru and Vinata. So Vinata had become the servant maid of Kadru along with her, and they were living there. Like that, Vinata had to look after Kadru's children, and Kadru was the naturally took over the control of Vinata's life as well. It was during this time that the second egg, which Vinata has left behind, came to maturity, and one day the egg broke up, and from there came a great personality, which was our Garuda. Garuda came out from there. By the very appearance of Garuda, the whole creation got trembled, because he was so powerful. Garuda was so powerful. So Garuda took his brother Aruna, and they together went to see Vinata. When they went to their mother Vinata, when they went to see Vinata, Vinata, Vinata saw both the children coming, but she was not able to give any service to them because of her, because being a servant of Kadru. And Garuda understood that there is some problem, that my mother is not able to give me any time. He has come to see his mother, and Vinata did not have much time for Garuda. So eventually what happened was, Garuda Garuda says to Vinata why this situation has come. Meanwhile, Garuda has been asking Vinata how they could be released from this bondage of Vinata towards Kadru. So one day, it so happened that Kadru said to Vinata that she will be only released if Garuda can use his strength and get the nectar from the heavenly planets. Heavenly planets has got nectar there, Amrita is present there, which while taking this nectar, one becomes released from death. So Kadru insisted that if this nectar can be brought down and given to her children, then she will be released from this slavery or from this bondage. So Garuda felt that this was not a very proper arrangement, that Vinata has been subjected to this arrangement by Kadru. Anyway, he tolerated all that, so he decided to bring the nectar and release his mother from this bondage. So Garuda took, it's a long story in the Mahabharata, it takes for hours and hours, but to very summarizing the whole thing very simply, to say that Garuda went to the heavenly planets, fought with the demigods who were present there, beat them all, and took the nectar and came out from there. He was so powerful. Everyone was amazed by seeing the strength of Garuda. you will see in the Mahabharatam the power of Garuda, which is a very, very well-known thing. That's why Garuda is worshipped so much, that his position as a personality is so high, that is, he is worshipped all over. Wherever Vishnu is worshipped, Garuda as his carrier is also worshipped. So Garuda brought the nectar down. Garuda brought the nectar down, and it was then that what has happened is that he brought the nectar and gave it to Kadru, Kadru and her children. But before they could take it, they went to bathe. But because he brought the nectar down, immediately they were released from the bondage. Who was released from the bondage? Vinatha and her children. That means Garuda, Aruna and Vinatha. They were released from that bondage, and Vinatha could go now. So they left. They left the pot of nectar with Kadru and the children and went away. Meanwhile, Indra came up and took away this pot of nectar from there and went back to the demigods. They went to the heavenly planets again. At this time, Kadru's children had gone to bathe and to come back and to take nectar. By then the nectar was gone. But somehow Garuda managed to release Vinatha and himself from this bondage of Kadru. After this, you will find in the Mahabharatam this great statement that while he was traveling, he met Lord Vishnu there. Lord Vishnu was impressed by Garuda. Garuda asked Vishnu to ask him for a boon. Vishnu says to Garuda that you should stay on my flag as a as a mark on the flag. Garuda accepted that. And in return, Vishnu asked Garuda to ask him for a boon. And Garuda says Vishnu should accept him as his career. So that is how Garuda became Vishnu's carrier. In the Vishnu Sahasranam, you will see many names addressed to Garuda like this. Garudhasana Krishna is Garudhasana. Asana. Sometimes Vishnu uses Garuda as his seat. That is one thing. Vishnu uses Garuda as his seat. Also is Garuda Vahana. He carries Vishnu as well. So Garuda Vahana and Garudhasana. Two things are mentioned about the Garuda, like this, that Garudasana and Garuda Vahana. So all these things makes Garuda important, and he is the birds among birds. I am Garuda, Krishna says, and feather carrier of Vishnu. Then next to us, Pavana Pavadamasmi Ramashastra Pradam Aham Jashana Magaramasmi Shodasamasmi Janavi. Now Pavanam Pavadamasmi. Of all the purifiers, Krishna says, I am the wind. I am the wind. The nature of the wind is, he goes everywhere and he removes. And after a while, place is purified by the presence of the wind. We experience that everywhere, isn't it? And Rama Shastra Pradamvaram. And among the wielders of weapons, among the carriers of weapons, I am Lord Ramachandra. Krishna says, I am Lord Ramachandra among the carriers of weapons. As you know, you will never see Lord Ramachandra without a bow and arrow, do you? You will never see him without a weapon in the hand. That is Ramachandra. It's always with a weapon. So Krishna says, among the wielders of weapon, I am Ramachandra. In fact, in Ramayanam, there is an incident what happens. When Sita Devi and Ramachandra and Lakshmana, they were in the forest, once Ramachandra took out his sword and started sharpening it. When Sita Devi saw that, Sita Devi told Ramachandra, Aryaputra, why do you do this? What is the need of this sword to be sharpened like this? And Ramachandra says there at that time to Sita Devi that I am a Kshatriya and I will always have weapons with me. I will always use it. That time Sita Devi reminds Ramachandra that I'm not trying to make you aware of this, because you are only aware of that. But only I'm trying to remind you, Sita Devi says to Ramachandra, what is that? These weapons, if you carry on using it all the time, tomorrow it may develop into using against the animals. First it will start with the trees and the plants, and then it will turn into animals, and it may turn to somebody else as well. So Sita Devi very, very politely reminds Ramachandra in the forest about the using of weapons. It's there in the Ramayana. So you can see that among the wielders of weapons, Krishna says, I am Ramachandra. That is very well known. Ramachandra is always with the weapons. Jashanam Magaramasmi. And of the fishes, I am the shark. Krishna says, I am the shark. So these are the, as I mentioned before, that among all the great, among all the great, all the different species, the greatest is Krishna's vibhuti, Krishna's opulence is present there. And lastly, Sodasam Asmi Janavi. Among all the flowing rivers, Krishna says, among all the flowing rivers or water, I am Ganga Devi, Ganga River. So, Ganga's greatness is in the ninth canto of Bhagavadam. You can read in the ninth canto of Bhagavadam why Ganga Devi is great. That story is there, how Ganga descended to this planet. But what is more interesting is that if you go to areas near Himalayas, you will find there that many, many times in the evening, people just come to Ganga River and they sit on the banks of the river and just watch the river flowing. I don't know whether you have observed that, if any of you have observed that. We can always see this. Right from Haridwar onwards, if you travel to the further to Himalayas, you will find people coming from different places. They just sit in the banks of this river Yamuna and observe Yamuna's flow. Nothing, they do nothing. They just watch the flow of Yamuna River. Sorry, Ganga River. And Ganga River is flowing. And the interesting thing about Ganga is you can only bathe once in Ganga because the next minute the water is gone. It's another water that comes then. Although it's a continuous flow, you actually bathe, we say we only bathe Ganga once. That once bathing is over, then the next flow of water current comes or next the next quantity of water comes in. So whatever it is, the flow of Ganga is such, it has made great, great sages. Very, very thoughtful by just observing Ganga. It's a special quality with Ganga. Ganga Devi had this great potency that many great personalities, great sages, great philosophers, they see in Ganga something and Ganga inspire them in their spiritual life. Therefore, they observe Ganga. Ganga's finest quality is that it flows when she comes from Himalayas, she is very pure. Before even she gets, of course Ganga River doesn't get contaminated, but still before the human society pollutes that, she is very pure in Haridwar and further up towards Himalayas. Therefore this great saintly people, they go and live around near her banks, near the banks of River Ganga to get that spiritual purity from Ganga Devi, bathing in Ganga River. Ganga Gita Abhigayatra Vyatulasiyam. Ganga Devi, Gita, Gayatri and Govinda. Four things. Ganga, Gita, Gayatri and Govinda. Those four things are sufficient. Salagrama Vibhuja Parapurushame Egadashi Namavarna. Egadashi, holy name, and Salagrama Puja. They are additional things. So all these things are Edani Ashtani Ayatnani. All these eight things are easily to easily to serve in the age of Kali. Ai Kali Samaye, in Kali Samayam, in Kali Yugam, all these things are easier to worship. So Ganga Devi has got the most highest position in that. Ganga Devi, Ganga Gidaj Gayatribi Tulasigam, Gobiya Chandanam Jail, Salagrama Vibuja, Parapurushame Egadashi, Namavarnaha. So Srimad Bhagavatam descends, talks about the descending of Ganga River to this world. She is actually from the spiritual world. Karanarnava Janam, when Vamanamurti has touched Vamanamurti's lotus feet, touched the shell of the universe through which the Karanarnava Janam flowed down. And that came to Lord Brahma, received that, and further it descended from there. So, whatever it is, Srodasa Masmi Janavi. Among the, Krishna says that, among all the flowing rivers, I am Ganga. The greatest of India is the Mother Ganges. Then, Sargana Madirandascha Madhyam Chaivaham Arjuna Adhyatma Vidya Vidyanam Vada Pravadada Maham. Then Krishna says, Sargana Madirandascha Madhyam Chaivaham Arjuna Madhyam Chaivaham Arjuna. Krishna says that Sarga means creation. In creation, I am the beginning, I am the middle, and I am the end. In other words, Krishna says, without me nothing exists in creation. From in beginning I am existing, in the middle also I am existing, and in the end also I am existing, Krishna says. It's, if you study the Srimad Bhagavatam Chadushlogi in the second canto, I think it's in the ninth chapter, you will notice that the same point is stressed very strongly there. Aham eva sameva gre nanyadal sasal param yaschadaham padedascha Yasmadaham Tadeenacha Yojiyovashishyadasosmyaham. It's only I exist in the beginning, in the middle also I exist, and in the end also only me exist. So Krishna says in the creation I exist in the beginning, I exist in the middle, and I end also alone, me alone exist. Adhyatma vidya vidyanam, of all the all the sciences, Krishna says I am the spiritual science of the self. So I mentioned before, Krishna has no value for material knowledge. None of the great acharyas have ever respected material knowledge. Material knowledge is only for maintaining this material body here. That is no value higher than that. So even while accepting the knowledge from this world, we have to be careful. That's what it means. That you don't accept anything and everything what has been given to you. You have to know how to discriminate. That discrimination of the living entity, to understand between the spirit and matter, by accepting the spiritual knowledge and rejecting material knowledge, is called intelligence. That's what the Shastra calls as intelligence. Intelligence means to discriminate between spiritual knowledge and material knowledge, and to accept the spiritual knowledge alone. That is called intelligence. Material knowledge is considered to be jadam. Jadam means related to dead matter. What is the point in studying the dead matter? That is what Shastras are saying. So the dead matter becomes activated and gets its potency to function only when the spirit soul enters into it. If you remember, in the third canto of Kapilam, Kapila Vasudev's discussions in the Bhagavatam, in the third canto, you will notice there, when the creation process is going on, so many things were created, but none of them had any ability to function. Till Andil and Sandil, what happened? Vasudev entered Jiva Kala. Jiva Kala means Vasudev's, Krishna's expansion, entered into it, and then Salila al Udatishtada. At that time it woke up and Viral Purushan came into life. That means Krishna's, this whole creation, what we perceive here is called Virat Purushan. Virat Purushan means that Krishna's this manifestation, this is also Krishna's one of the expansions. This manifestation of material world, what we perceive here, is also Krishna's one expansion. It is called Virat Purushan. So there are different kinds of incarnations from Krishna. For example, Mayavadharam. Mayavadharam means that Krishna's expansions as Maya, in Maya, how it is incarnated. Gunavadharam, the three modes of material nature, they are gunas, the Sattvam, Rajas and Tamas, they are Gunavadharams. And then there are the Leelavadharams, different avadharams which has come up afterwards. And so on and like that, so forth. So like this, different incarnations comes from Krishna. And everything exists in Krishna. Nothing else exists outside Krishna. That's what we have to remember. So Krishna says here that the adhyalpa vidya vidyanam. So knowing means, to know something means, or to have knowledge means, having adhyatma vidya, or knowledge of the self. Once you have the knowledge of the self, then he is knowledgeable. Otherwise, he is considered to be ignorant. That is how the Shastras define knowledge and ignorance. For example, sometimes we say somebody is jnani, or somebody is ajnani. Now, a materially very advanced person, and not with a lot of material knowledge, he is still called ajnani, from the Shastric point of view. Reason being, he has no knowledge of the soul. So therefore he is ajnani. But whereas a person who has no material knowledge, absolutely nothing, not material science or material world, but he has a tremendous knowledge of the real self or the soul, he is considered to be ajnani. So there is a difference between jnani and ajnani. It's not based on anything else, purely based on the spiritual realizations of a person who has understood the value of spiritual knowledge. So adhyalpa vidya vidyanam vada pravatadam aham. And among the, Krishna says here, among logicians, I am the conclusive truth. Among the logicians, I am the conclusive truth. I think we have discussed this before, that there are different types of vadam, samvadam, jalpanam, vitandam, tarkam. All these are different kinds of arguments, what is done. And out of that, the most important one is samvadam. Samvadam means to discuss in a positive way with the intention of understanding the truth. That is samvadam. All the discussions in the Bhagavatam are called samvadam. For example,
Vyasanarada Samvadam, it's called. That means Vedavyasa Maharshi and Srinarada Maharshi discussing each other with the intention of knowing the truth. That's what it's called, Samvadam. Otherwise it's not. Not for the simply sake of, oh, I have to beat him or he has to beat me. Not with that mood. That's not good. The understanding is, if one wins over the other, convinces the other person, should be able to accept the authority of the superior person. So in that way, Samvadam goes on. You will see so many Samvadams in the Bhagavadam. Nimi Jayande Samvadam in the Ekadasha Skandam is well known. Nimi Maharshi, Nimi, King Nimi asking questions to Jayanti's children. That means Rishabhadeva's children, Kavihari, Andarisha, Prabuddha, Pipalayanan, Avirhotra, Dhumalak, Chamasakaravajan. The nine sages who came there. And you will see Nimi Maharaj is asking nine questions. And Jayandeya, the Jayandi's children, they are answering all those nine questions. That is Nimi Jayandeya Samvadam. Vasudeva Narada Samvadam comes before that in the 10th canto. And a lot of different places, different Samvadams happen. Krishna says, I am that. Why? And among logicians, I am the conclusive truth. That's what it is, the conclusive truth. To know the truth with that intention. And that means the Shastram is behind. It's not rejecting, only with the acceptance of Shastram and with the instructions from Krishna, what has happened in the past. Only on the light of that, these arguments can happen. Otherwise not. For example, Vedavyasa Maharshi and Srinarada Maharshi is discussing, whatever arguments Srinarada Maharshi put forward to Vedavyasa is all based on the Shastram. Not that he was putting forward something of his own. No doubt, he has realized most of it in his own life. But otherwise, all the knowledge what he has transmitted to Vedavyas has come from Lord Brahma. And where did Lord Brahma get the instructions from? Krishna. So, knowledge that has come from, descended from Krishna through the great authorities like Brahma or Srinarada Maharshi, that is knowledge. That is knowledge. And therefore, Vedavyasa Maharshi and Narada Maharshi, that is Samvadam. Vedavyasa Muni and Srinarada Maharshi, this is Vyasa Narada Samvadam it is called. Similarly, if you look at Nimi Jayandeya Samvadam also, if you look at the background, you will find in this discussion between Jayandi's children, the nine sages, and King Nimi is very interesting, and where King Nimi asked nine questions and all the answers to the questions comes from the Shastram, which were either realized by the great sages or they have heard it from another, in another instance, from another assembly. Some of the things they said they have heard from the higher authorities, they were quoted there. Nothing of their own, never manufactured anything. Their own opinion. No, opinion has no support in the Shastram. Shastram doesn't accept our opinion. Shastram only accept Krishna's opinion, nothing else. Krishna's opinion, Krishna's instructions, that's Shastram. So on that background, and that is what Vedavyasa has summarized in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Similarly, Vidura Maitreya Samvadam it's called. If you look at the third canto of Bhagavatam, everything is Samvadam. Maitreya Maharshi, 3-4 cantos it goes on, isn't it? Third, fourth and fifth cantos, it's all Vidura Maitreya Samvadam. What is happening there? There, Vidura is asking questions to Maitreya Maharshi. In answer to that, Maitreya Maharshi answers everything based on the Shastram again. Nothing without that. So, based on the Shastram, emphasizing the importance of Krishna consciousness, and also to convince the questioner, in that way, if the discussion goes on, that is positive. That's a positive discussion. So you can see that Samvadam, Krishna says, I am that. Not all other useless arguments. So many other nonsense goes on in this name, in this world, just to just like to cheat others. We go to the court and the lawyers argue each other, and they will although use different tools to defeat the opponent, and sometimes you find that the truth was not established, something else was established at the end. So what can we do? That's material world. But from the Shastri point of view, Krishna only accepts Samvadam, that is conclusive truth. Aksharanam akarosmi dvandusvamasiyasya ja aham evakshaya kalo dadaham vishado mukham. Of letters I am the letter A, and among compounds I am the dual word. I am also inexhaustible time and creators I am Brahma, whose manifold faces turn everywhere. So aksharanam akarosmi dvandu samasika syajam. Among the letters, Krishna says, I am akaram. Akaram means the letter A, which goes with every letter in the alphabet. Every letter in the alphabet. Without A, you cannot pronounce any letter, can you? Ka, ka, ga, ngha, nga, cha, cha, ja, nha, nha. If you look at every letter, ta, ta, da, dha, na. So every letter finishes with A. So Krishna says the letter A is so important that all the letters have, without A they cannot exist. So A is important, number one. Number two, in all the letters where pranavam is used, om, that letter om can only exist A, O and Ma. That is what om means, A, O and Ma, om. So A has a role in pranavam also. And pranavam is there in all the Vedic mantras. Without pranavam, no mantra can exist. So there also A has an importance. In the olden days, when children were brought to learn, when they start their education, first thing they were taught was this letter A, because of its importance. They were shown the letter A, how to write this letter A. Either in sand or in rice, the father or the teacher, spiritual master, will sit down and at age of 5 years, boy or a girl, they holding their hand, they were asked to write this letter A first. This was, for a long, long time, this was the tradition. Now that's all gone. Now we start with the circle first. And once you start drawing the circle, that's what they are taught. And they think that this is an advanced state of understanding. Actually, unfortunate thing is, after they draw the circle, then they start that the whole life is going to be in circle. From then on, is going like this in circle, from beginning to end. So, as much as we start this life with that letter, the life also goes in the same pattern. But those who had the understanding of letters, which did exist for a long, long time, nobody started writing the letters. Education never started with a circle. And so we can see what's happening. And so, Aksharanam Agarosmi, Krishna says, letter I am that letter A, the importance of A. As I mentioned before, those who know the value of letters, they only know what letter means, the power of the letter. But we won't understand that because those who are very conversant with the, or well versed in the science of mantram or the bijaksharams, they will understand what each letter has a significance in there. Dvanda samasiya sya dvanda samasam. In the shastra, in the grammar, there is samasam. Ramascha, Krishnascha. When you have equal importance in two words, and if you add them together, Ramascha plus Krishnascha, Rama Krishnascha. So there, both have equal importance. Dvandu samasam. Krishna says, "I am that." It's a grammatic thing. Aham evakshaya kalo dataham vishado mukham. That among the kalam, I am time, akshayam. Akshay means one, something what is eternal, which is never, which never dies. Something which never die. Krishna says, I am kalam. I am kalam, time. I am that, Krishna says. And then, dadaham vishvato mukham. Krishna says that, and creators. Among creators, I am Brahma. What is Brahma? Whose manifold faces turn everywhere. Brahma received his four faces. How did Brahma receive the four faces? He started looking at four different directions, and each time he looked at four directions, the four, each head sprung up from his body. That is how Brahma had these four faces come up. So Brahma says, Krishna says, among the creators I am Brahma, because whose manifold faces turn everywhere. Because of that, Brahma has the vision throughout his creation, what goes on. That's Brahma's speciality. So Brahma has become Lord Brahma with four faces, Lord Brahma, because of this. And not only that, in the Bhagavadam, in the Agastya Skandam, you'll find this word Brahma, how did it come? One who has got the ability, Dhishana. Dhishana means the ability to analyze and to understand the truth, what is in it. That is Brahmavaloka Dhishanam Upamapadeva. That when he created the human society, human body, what Brahma found significant in the human body was that in this human body, Brahma noticed that it has got a capacity to understand Krishna consciousness, or in other words, the search for the truth. That capacity was in the human body. That's what Brahma has noticed. So, therefore in the Bhagavadam, Krishna says to Uddhava, Sudeva Goswami says to Parikshit about this, Brahmava loka dishanam udamapa deva. That loka dishanam, that ability to analyze and to make that progress on the spiritual life, that only human society has got. So that dishana or that intelligence human society has got. So Brahmava loka dishanam udamapa deva, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. Then the next one. Mrityu sarvaharaschaham udbhavascha bhavishyadam kirti shri vaksya narinam smidurmetha dhradikshamaha. Then mrityu sarvaharaschaham. Krishna says mrityu sarvaharaschaham. Mrityu sarvaharaschaham udbhavascha bhavishyadam kirti shri vaksya narinam smidurmetha dhradikshamaha. Krishna says mrityu sarvaharaschaham. That is, the of all the things that takes us away from here, or Hari, Krishna got this name Hari. Why did he get this name Hari? Because of his, he has got the capacity to take away everything. Therefore, he is called Hari. And this one particular verse is requires a little bit thought. Because you can see it points out something more than that. It's not so simple as we see it like that. Mrityu sarva harascham, Krishna says. Everything is taken away one day by Krishna's arrangement, isn't it? Everything is taken away one day by Krishna's arrangement. Nothing has any permanent existence in this world. Nothing has any permanent existence in this world. That's one thing. That's one explanation to that verse. Mrityu sarva harascham. But in Krishna, when Krishna came here, there is a lot more to know about this particular one. What's Krishna's position in relationship with this? That, you know, in the modern world, with our advancement in the modern science, we have achieved a lot of things. For example, replacing in the surgery, they have the replacement of the heart replacement. They can replace the kidney and they can replace the hips. And they can replace so many things in this body, haven't they? They are in a position to replace everything in the body, more or less you can say. To such an extent, modern science has progressed. There is no doubt about that. That got that capacity to replace many parts in this body. When it goes old, we can replace it. If you study Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find that Krishna's time was much more advanced than us. They were more advanced than us. Today what we are capable of doing is, we can replace parts of this body here, there, everywhere. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But more or less, a lot of success we have achieved in replacement of parts in this body. But in Krishna's case, in many instances, what did Krishna do? Krishna actually replaced the whole body for people. So in other words, what Krishna has done, nobody could do till now. We haven't succeeded in so far. So who is more advanced? Krishna has replaced so many bodies when he was here, isn't it? He replaced so many bodies. Not only that, he had this amazing capacity to replace a person's whole nature altogether. In two instances I can tell you in the Srimad Bhagavatam. When Kubja met Krishna, Kubja was a Trivakra, isn't it? She had three bends in her body. Completely lost all interest in life. Completely lost all interest in life, right? Not only that, she also became so unhappy in life that she was just dragging her life. And by seeing Krishna and offering that sandalwood pulp to Krishna, Krishna decided that let me do some surgery on Kubja now. And that surgery didn't last very long. Within a few seconds the surgery was over. And what's interesting to note that is Krishna was not only changing her body. When the body changed, the whole consciousness also changed. The mind has changed. The mind of Kubja had changed. She became so ecstatic that she wanted to invite Krishna home and serve Krishna. And so many desires came up in her. A mind which was already dead totally. In other words, due to her distressed condition in material life, she was so depressed that she had no interest to live. Virtually she was dragging till death. That was her situation. Here Krishna comes and brings her back to a state of consciousness. Not only her body was replaced completely, and Krishna addresses her Sundari as the most beautiful person in this world. By just addressing Sundari in that way to Kubja, Kubja got back all her happiness in life. So our scientists have not reached that stage yet. We are still replacing parts here and there, and it works sometimes, it sometimes may not work. But we are, by this small success, we have become so proud. So if you had succeeded in what Krishna is doing at that time, how proud we would be then. Imagine that. Just think of yourself how things could have been in that case. In other words, Krishna was able to do such things in this world that just by addressing Kubja as Sundari, Krishna changed the whole consciousness of Kubja. Not only the body, you changed the whole, completely the body was replaced, as well as the consciousness was changed along with that. You see? So this is the success of Krishna's surgery. Who is the best surgeon then? Is our great surgeon or Krishna is a better surgeon? So if you like to get operated by Krishna as the surgeon, it's a better operation than any other operation in this world. That's what it's showing. That is why in replacing certain times we feel when we have to replace so many parts in this body, we also think that rather we may get a new vehicle, another car, another body, because so many parts have been replaced in the body. Eyes had gone through operation, thyroid has gone through operation, and kidney has failed, heart has been replaced, liver has got problems, and innumerable problems in this body. And sometimes you see in the hospitals, sometimes as you get older, more and more patients infected with different illnesses. And sometimes the patient is feeling, rather I may have another body better than having this body which I keep on repairing but never works. So when you come to that stage, only then we go to Krishna. Otherwise we won't. So best thing is, Bhagavad Gita is saying there, Mrityu sarva harascham. If you want a better, modern one, better, different body than this, go to Krishna. That's what Krishna is saying here. That Mrityu sarva harascham. Then Krishna is the ultimately the best person to do that surgery. In the Bhagavatam you will notice another interesting incident like this. After Kamsa was killed, Ugrasena, Krishna wanted Ugrasena to take over as the king. Ugrasena was very, very old. Already he was shaking like this. He couldn't even walk properly. He was so old and he was so weak. Not only that, Kamsa has imprisoned him for some long time, and altogether he was finished virtually. So when Kamsa was killed, Ugrasena and others thought that Krishna could become the king now. No, Krishna never wanted to be the king any time. Krishna goes to Ugrasena, both Balaram and Krishna together, and Krishna asks Ugrasena that, grandfather, you should take over now the position of the king. So Ugrasena says to Krishna, I don't have the strength to do anything. My body is in this condition. I can't even... And Ugrasena loved that position. Let me tell you that. Ugrasena wanted to be the king. He had that desire. But unfortunately he couldn't because of Kamsa. As well as his health was... He was in a very weak situation. So Krishna realized this. What was the problem with Ugrasena? Ugrasena says to Krishna, that what is the point in me becoming a king? I cannot even defend myself. What to talk about defending the country? Krishna says, don't worry about that. As long as Krishna, me and Balaram are here, both of us, we will take care of all that. All we will ask you is to keep us, maintain us. Krishna's humility towards Ugrasena at that time. Krishna says to Ugrasena like that, but we'll make sure that you have the complete strength to defend against any invasion from any other king. And Krishna says to Ugrasena, holds Ugrasena. Ugrasena even couldn't walk properly. Holding his hand, Krishna is forcing him to come and occupy the throne. He was struggling very hard to get up. And Krishna installs him as the king. So when he sat down on the throne, Ugrasena's head was shaking due to old age. As you know, with old age our speech goes, and then the stability also goes away. What did Krishna do at that time? Krishna brings the crown and puts it on Ugrasena's head and says to Ugrasena, you are the king from now on. As soon as the crown fell on Ugrasena's head, Ugrasena felt as he was 18 or 20 years old. That feeling came to Ugrasena. And Ugrasena couldn't believe himself. He wanted to look at the mirror, what has happened to him. So there you can see, these changes can happen with Krishna. Krishna can change these things to happen. Mrityu sarvaharaschaham. Then, Mrityu sarvaharaschaham. That Sudarshana disc in Krishna's hand is the embodiment of death. Isn't it? That great embodiment of death is Sudarshanam in the wheel, in the hands of Krishna. So, Mrityu sarvaharaschaham, Ulbhavascha bhavishyadam, Kirti Shri Vakcha Narinam Smridhar Medha Dhrudikshama. Now in the next line, Krishna says that Kirti, Shri, Vak, Chanai, Smriti, Medha, Dhruti, Kshama. All these qualities refer to women. All these qualities refer to women. Krishna is not a male chauvinist, as many people say. Krishna is very much recognizes in creation everything what he has got. So you will see there, Krishna says all those qualities. Kirti Shri Vakchanari Nam Smridhir Medha Dhrudikshamam. And among women, I am fame, fortune, speech, memory, intelligence, faithfulness and patience. All these qualities. They are all qualities attached to women. Attached to women. What are the Kirti Shri Vak? Smriti Medha Dhrudhi and Kshama. And the translation is also there. Fame, fortune, speech, memory, intelligence, faithfulness, and patience. Not that all women have got all these qualities. That's not said anywhere. It only says that these qualities are considered to be feminine, attached to women. And Krishna recognizes them. Krishna says here that, I am the generator of all things yet to be among women. All these qualities, Krishna says, that comes from me. And it's present in everyone, in the women. So, is these things, why these things are mentioned like this in the Bhagavad Gita? That question will come, isn't it? Because, as we saw before, buddhir jnanam asammoham, the many several qualities, Krishna said it comes from me. Similarly, all these good qualities also comes from Krishna. Also comes from Krishna. So, they are important because in the sense that all these good qualities, what Krishna has spoken about, they have come from Krishna and that is their importance. They come from Krishna and that's their importance. So, Mrityu sarvaharascha aham udbhavascha bhavishyadam. These things, if you look at through different ways, you can understand it better. For example, why these qualities are important? Let's understand why. Among men, you will notice some of these qualities don't exist so much. They lose their kshama, patience very easily, isn't it? They lose their patience very easily. And faithfulness and patience, intelligence, memory, speech, fortune and fame. Once, there is an interesting story related to this, that a very ordinary person in the sense that he worked in a small institution on a very small salary, and he had his wife and children. So he carried on his life in the normal way, like many people do in this world, and always desired to have a little bit more wealth to live in this world. It so happened that he was not finding any ways of improving his material conditions. So he decided that this system of lottery has started by then. So he thought, probably I'll take a lottery ticket. And he was regularly taking lottery tickets. And what he used to do, he will discuss with his wife, and he'll tell his wife, you take note of these numbers every week when the lottery is taken, and check it out and tell me if he ever wins anything. So for a long time, there was no success in the lottery. The wife used to carry the lottery ticket and check it out, the numbers, and make sure that they won or not. You know, that was her responsibility. But he used to take it in a very religious way every week. So, once what happened was that there was some bumper offer of lottery, you know, huge jackpot-like thing, big offer. He took the ticket and as usual, he handed it over to his wife. And then he went to work. So, that particular day, when the results came out, he never used to look at the results. He thought, I'm never going to get, because he was thinking that I'm such an unfortunate person, that I never had so much money in life anyway, and why, how this lottery is going to come. That's how he was, his mind was in that condition. But it so happened that they won that bumper, jackpot, or whatever it's called. And the wife noticed the number. She couldn't believe herself. But she was intelligent that she was able to control herself. And she started her moves first. Checked with the authorities, the lottery authorities, and they confirmed that the ticket what she was holding was the winning ticket. So naturally the authorities, lottery authorities, because it's a huge amount of money, they visited her at home during the day when he was at work, and they all wanted to encourage her to help her how to invest this money. That's what happens when you win a lottery, big amount. Bank managers will start visiting you. They'll come to you first. So it was a huge amount, they like to have it deposited with them. So then the bank managers came and they all started discussing with her how to invest this money, giving her advice. But she was very capable in the sense that had a good control of mind, that she spoke to them all and decided how to handle this situation. She thought about it and she thought that if my husband comes back from work and if I tell him that we have won this jackpot, probably he may not be able to handle it. He will gone. The life could be gone from the body. He knew his nature. She knew his nature, and she didn't want to reveal it to him straight away. This story of winning the lottery, she kept it to herself. She thought about it again and again. Didn't tell him one or two days. Kept going as it was. After two or three days, deep thought, she came to the conclusion. There was an ashram nearby, and there was a sannyasi who lived there in the ashram. And she thought that generally when they had some difficulties in life, they used to go to the ashram, attend the programs there, like people do in all these days. People go to the ashram and take shelter of the inmates there and listening to the programs at the temple or ashram, whatever it is. So they were doing the same thing. So she decided to go and see this sannyasi in the ashram and talk to him how to handle the situation. So she went up to the sannyasi and the ashram in charge, whoever it was there, and spoke to him that this is the situation, we have won this lottery, but I just do not know what to do. It's a huge amount of money and how we should. They were very simple people. They didn't have, they had just enough to live in this world, very basic things. And this huge amount of money comes in life. They just haven't got a clue what to do now, the next thing. And they were frightened, actually, to tell you the truth, that whether this will turn up into a disaster later. So they thought they will talk to this Swamiji or whoever was in charge there. They went up to him and told him. Swamiji said, okay, I will help you out how to get out of this situation. And I'll come and see you both one day home in the next few days. So, and then we will see what to do. So, the Swamiji thought about it. Swamiji realized that after all, they want so much money. There is so much work to be done in the ashram. They had so many plans, big, big plans. They have created buildings, ashram buildings and goshalas and all, you know, the normal things, what happens in any ashram. All those plans he had in his mind. So he came one day to visit this family. So when he came, it was in the evening, the householder, the husband had come back from work, the wife was at home, and Swamiji walked in. When he walked in, they received him nicely, as usual, because he used to visit there before also. So the husband received him, but seeing the husband's face which was very morose after a hard day's work and really tired, exhausted, everything. Swamiji sat down and the husband started asking him what's going on in the ashram, how things are in the ashram, is everything going very well? So Swamiji replied him in a very casual way, yeah, everything is going on, but we have a lot of debts also in the ashram. We want to do a lot of things, we need more money, and we need to construct this building for lectures, and we need to do this, temple buildings, and all sorts of plans what he has got. He had huge amount of plans in his mind, and he was saying all this to his householder. The householder saw this, all these plans, and said to him, what can I do? This is too big. I can't handle any of these things. It's too big, beyond my capacity. With my income, what can I do? He said, Swamiji says to him that, if you win a lottery, what will you do? He says. So he got the answer back saying that, if I win the lottery, half of it I'll give it to you for the ashram, he says. Half of it I'll give it to you. As soon as Swamiji heard this, he fell and died. He couldn't handle it. Neither the man could handle it, nor he could handle it, but she could handle it. So you see, she was not disturbed. She carried it on for so many days. The stress of handling the money didn't disturb her. He couldn't handle it, nor Swamiji couldn't handle it. So who is superior? Who is more advanced now? Swamiji sitting there fully renounced with saffron clothes and danda, everything. As soon as he heard so much money is coming to the ashram in one lot, because he was begging anywhere and everywhere to get some money. He wasn't getting anything. Now somebody will give a small amount, 5 rupees or 10 rupees. He couldn't do anything with that. So he was getting frustrated. And the husband was also getting frustrated. He was not getting anywhere. But neither of them could handle this winning lottery. But she could handle it. That's why all these qualities you are mentioned here, why Krishna says women can handle that. They have that capacity. They don't go crazy like this. What has happened? So it's just a story to illustrate that how things can happen in this life with men, and why Krishna gives that these qualities are in women. They have them with them. That's their capacity. That's their strength.
Mrityu sarvaharaschaham udhavascha bhavishyadam kirti shrivakcha narinam smridur medha dhritikshama.
All these good qualities are helpful in life, and therefore they are given importance. Another interesting incident in the same way. Once what happened was, someone, he wanted to do something special in this world, something very special in this world. So he was very intelligent in the sense that he had some clever ideas developed in his mind. He has developed some clever ideas in his mind. And he was finding it difficult to put it into practice, because some of the things what he was looking for, he couldn't get it, nor some questions what was going through his mind. It was kind of a scientific research what he was doing. He had that scientific nature in him, the modern scientist, very thoughtful, and at the same time he wanted to, idea was floating in his mind for a long time. So after a long, long time, he realized that he's not getting anywhere with this idea. He was not getting anywhere. So somebody told him, there is one spiritually a siddha who has got a lot of yogic powers. Why don't you go and approach him and ask him about it? Someone suggested to him. So he decided, let me go and try what happens with him. So he went up to this yogi who was in the in a remote place, went and saw him. Yogi heard all his problem of what he was looking for and what he wants to do and what his problems. He explained everything in detail to this yogi. Yogi told him, you come back tomorrow, let me think about it, he said. So he went away and came back next day. When he came back next day, the yogi says to him, then I'll give you a clue, and if you stick to it, you will win this, you'll make it. If you change anything, and if you lose your strength to make the right decision at the right time, then you will not succeed in that, you'll fail also, he said to him. So this person got very inspired by the yogi. And yogi told him, you have to travel from here to the forest, through the forest, about 100 miles you have to go. And I'll give you the route how to get there. And when you get there, you will see a hill, and on the top of the hill, there is one sannyasi living there. And this sannyasi is there for a long, long time. He lives there alone. And when you get there, you ask this sannyasi this one question. You shouldn't ask anything else to anybody. You got only one question. When you get there, you can ask this one question. Nothing else. Otherwise, you will make mistakes. You shouldn't do anything else, he said. And you will get the answer, he said. So our enthusiastic scientist started his journey. He took a lot of effort to go through this, all this route, what was told to him, and went through the forest, crossing the river, this, that and the other, eventually reached the destination. When he reached the destination, everything till now, whatever the yogi has spoken, was perfect. According to the plan, everything went ahead. But as soon as he got there to the top of the hill, remember, he was allowed to ask only one question. And when he got there, there was a woman sitting there, a very beautiful looking woman who was sitting there. And as soon as he saw her, he asked her, "Are you alone here?" This was the question he put forward. With that, whole his project also failed. He came along with that. So what it is that we may do things up to the last point, but that final kill we're missing. Jayam Jayam Adam Asmi, Krishna says later on. So any time when something is done, the success at the last minute to complete that project, it's me, Krishna says like that. So here Krishna is saying that Acharanam Agarosmi Dundaswama Asiyasya Ahamevachaya Kalo Dadaham Vishwadomukha Murti Sarvaharaschaham Ulbhavascha Bhavishyadam Kirti Shrivakcha Narinam Smritir Medha Dhridikshamaha. Then Brihalsam Dathasamnam Gayatri Chandasamaham Gayatri Chandasamaham Masanam Magashirshoham Shirshoham Rudunam Kusumakaraham. Then Krishna says, Brihalsamnatadasamnam, among the in the Samavegam, there is a particular part known as Brihalsamam. Krishna says, "I am that." Earlier Krishna says, "I am Samavedam," isn't it? Vasa Vedanam Samavedosmi. And now Krishna says, Brihalsam Tatha Samnam. In Samavedam, I am Brihalsamam. Then Gayatri Chandasamaham. Gayatri Chandasamaham. This is important. Among the Chandas, Krishna says, "I am Gayatri." What is Gayatri? Gayatri, define Gayatri, you can say like this. Gayatri is nothing but Krishna's universal form in the form of letters. The sages managed to capture the whole universal creation of Krishna, or this form of Krishna, in form of letters. That's Gayatri. Gayatri is nothing but universal form of Krishna in the form of letters. In 24 letters, Krishna, the sages have put this Gayatri into. You can see that in 24 letters in Gayatri represents this whole creation of the universal form of Krishna. Krishna's manifestation as the whole material creation. That is Gayatri. Now, if you look at Gayatri, you'll find there's 24 letters, and these 24 letters are also considered to be the 24 elements. For example, Bhumi, Rapanalu, Vayu, Kham. What are they? Earth, water, air, ether and fire. Those five material elements. That's five out of the 24. Five of them are that. Bhumi, Rapanalu, Vayu. Earth, water, air, ether and fire. Five of them represents the five material elements in this world, isn't it? So out of the 24, five of these are the five material elements. Then what else? These five material elements have got their sushma form. Sushma is the subtle form. That is called tanmatras. Panja tanmatra they are called. What are they? Shabdam, sparsham, rupam, rasam, gandham. Sound, touch, taste, form, and smell. These five things. For example, from these five subtle forms has come from these five gross forms. Agasham, Bhumi, that means earth, water, air, ether and fire, they come from these five subtle elements. From subtle elements they have come. So they have a relationship between them. And the five senses in us has manifested from them. The five senses. For example, the sky represents the sound in the subtle form. And from that came the sense of hear or the ear. Ear manifested from that. Ear has manifested, or the sense of ear, hearing, has manifested from that sound in the Sushmamsham. That means, Sushmamsham means, actually, it is the Satyuga Amsham, the mode of goodness, that is what it is called. In the Satyuga Amsham means these five things, the five Tanmatras. Then similarly, from the air, from the sky came the sound. From the air came the sense of touch. From the air came the sense of touch. For example, when we get this feel of touching somebody or feel of touch, what do we get? What does he mean by that? There is a sense operating there. The sense of touch has come from that. That the sense of touch is manifestation of this air, in the gross form. The subtle form is sparsham, and the ability to touch and feel sparsham, that has come from that. They are interrelated. Then, the smell is from the earth. The smell is from the earth. Smell is the subtle form, earth is the gross form, and the sense of smell, the nose, is coming from the Satyuga Amsham, from the Tanmatra. It has come. It's all in the creation. Like that. Shabda and form. Rasam. Rasam means the taste. So, the water is the gross form, and the taste is the tongue, and the quality of tasting the water. The rasam is come from the water. Similarly, from the form, the fire. From the form, the fire has come. Like these five material elements, five gross elements, and the five tanmatras, shabdam, sparsham, rupam, form, and rasam, and gandham. All these five things have come from that. So, five material elements, five tanmatras, which is shabdam, sparsham, rupam, rasam, gandham. Five material elements, and bhumi, apanala, vayu, earth, water, air, ether, and fire. That's five. Shabda, sparsha, rupam, rasam, and gandham. Another five, ten. Then we have got five senses, which we have, five senses, isn't it? Eyes, nose, ears, you know, the senses of knowledge, as it's called, the five senses. And then we have got what is called Panchapranan. Panchapranan means Pranan, Apanan, Samanan, Vyanan and Udanan, the five different kinds of air that's circulating within the body. So, four times five. Panchapranan, Panchabhutas, and Panchatanmatras, 15, and Panchaindriyas, 20. So, 4 times 5, 20. And then, in addition to that, the subtle organs in the body, mind, intelligence, false ego, and chittam. That means manasa, buddhi, ahankaram, and chittam. 4 things. So, 20 plus 4, 24. So, 24 letters in the Gayatri represents these 24 elements in the creation. So you can see the interconnection between Gayatri, the 24 material elements, and the whole. And in this creation, nothing exists outside these 24 things, isn't it? Nothing exists outside these 24. Every living entity or everything what is dead in this world all comes from these 24 elements. It's Sankhya philosophy. It is in the Sankhyam. It is Jnanamargam also is the same thing. In Kapila Vasudev Sankhyam, we have discussed this in the third canto. So, according to Vedic knowledge, Gayatri Mantram represents everything. Krishna's creation is completely included in this Gayatri. So, by chanting Gayatri Mantram, one gets purified, one gets that realization. That's why Krishna is saying here that the among Gayatri, Bhagalsamadasamnam Gayatri Chandasamaham, that I am Gayatri, Krishna says among the Chandas. So, so this is the position of the Gayatri. Now, Gayatri in the Rig Vedam is commented in the way in relationship with sun planet, the sun god, as related to Surya. He is worshipped as the, is discussed in the Rig Vedam as the Surya's, glorifying Surya, the sun planet, the sun god. That is how Gayatri is used there. Then Gayatri is also worshipped in the form of Gayatri Devi. That form also, she is worshipped. That's also there. So in different ways, Gayatri is a very important mantra that is chanted by people who want, and it strengthens their spiritual realizations. That is the greatest Krishna advancement that through Gayatri one achieves. Brahmanas normally chant Gayatri 3 times a day, and many, many times people chant Gayatri with this understanding. But understanding is important, where this Gayatri came from. Krishna's manifestation in the universal form, the sages have brought them into letter form, into a mantra form, through letters. And that is these 24 letters representing Krishna. So by performing upasana in that form, one can attain perfection also. That Krishna says. That's why Gayatri is a very important mantra.
Bhrhalsam tatha samnam Gayatri chandasamaham Masanam margashirshoham Ritunam kusumagaram.
Then Krishna says, Masanam margashirshoham, margashirsham. That month, among the months, I am margashirsham, Krishna says. Margashirsham, then, of months I am November and December, and seasons I am flower bearing spring. Kridunam kusumagara. So spring is Krishna, and also November, December, that month, that is also Krishna, which is called margashirsham. Margashirsham month, that's also Krishna says, I am that. Then, Dhyudam chaledamasmi, tejas tejasvinamaham, jayosmi, vyavasayosmi, sattvam sattvadamaham. Then, Dhyudam chaledamasmi, tejas tejasvinamaham, jayosmi, vyavasayosmi, sattvam sattvadamaham. Dhyudam chaledamasmi. He says, among the gamblers, I am also the gambling of cheats. Among the cheating power, Krishna says, I am that, the cheating power. I am also the gambling of cheats. And of the splendid, I am the splendor. Tejas tejasvinamaham. I am victory. Jayosmi yosayosmi. I am victory, I am adventure. And sattvam sattvadamaham. Of all, and I am the strength of the strong. Prabhupada says here, there are many kinds of cheaters all over the universe. Of all cheating processes, gambling stands supreme and therefore represents Krishna. As the Supreme, Krishna can be more deceitful than any mere man. If Krishna chooses to deceive a person, no one can surpass him in his deceit. His greatness is not simply one-sided, it is all-sided. That's another important thing, that we only want to attribute good things to Krishna. No, even the bad things comes from Krishna. Origin is Krishna, good or bad, everything comes from Krishna at the end. Because generally people have a feeling, understanding that God is all good, we say. No, God is all bad as well. Where else the bad has come then? It has not come from God. Otherwise that definition is incomplete. Everything what exists, good or bad, everything comes from Krishna. That is why in all the Vedic mantras you will find vidya. Vidya means knowledge, and avidya means ignorance, is both Krishna. So even in the deity worship process, when they worship the deity in the Tantriya Vidhi, the worship is, first they offer the vidya form to Krishna and offer the flowers to Krishna. That vidya has come from Krishna. That is the glorifying the vidya, the knowledge that has come from Krishna. And then the next offering of flowers is offerings to Krishna for all the avidya that has come from Krishna, ignorance. That's also come from Krishna. That is the proper understanding of God. Otherwise it doesn't make any sense. If God has only created the good things and all is all good, where did the bad come from? That question automatically arises, isn't it? So the definition of God is only complete if we accept this principle. Vidya, vidya, sarogini, vidya and avidya, both are coming from Krishna. Similarly here, Krishna is saying here, that if you want to know about cheating, come to me, I'll teach you how to do that better than anyone else. And Krishna will cheat if you try to cheat Krishna. That is, that only thing is, it takes a long time for us to realize this. We keep on trying to play all games with Krishna before we come to realize it. But eventually we are subdued by Krishna's cleverness, and then we helplessly come to Krishna. Krishna says, alright, you have had enough now, and now you can assert my authority or not. So Krishna is saying like this, that the even among the gambling and the cheaters, I'm gambling, Krishna says, I can cheat better than anyone else. And this you will see in the Mahabharatam, so many instances. Mahabharatam, the beauty of Mahabharatam is this, that God is doing all these kinds of things. Supreme Personality of Godhead is cheating. He's cheated many, many times people. So many examples in Mahabharatam when Krishna has cheated. And people wonder, oh, Krishna is doing this, Krishna is doing that, so he cannot be God. No, he can be God still, doing all these things. Nothing stops him from being God. in the best example was when Pandavas were in the forest and Duryodhana was in Hastinapur. Duryodhana sent them to forest for a long time through cheating. Through cheating, Duryodhana had sent them to the forest. And Pandavas, out of their nobility and great qualities, and being dependent on Krishna, Kunti Devi and the five Pandavas, they were living in the forest in a very distressful condition. Eventually, the things got built up. The things were getting beyond control. Bhima was getting very agitated over the situation. And the Pandavas decided to send Krishna to talk to Duryodhana and Dhritarashtra about their rights and to negotiate a deal. You know the famous Bhagavad Dood, Krishna's visit to Hastinapur to negotiations. When Krishna arrived in Hastinapur that day, first Krishna went to see Duryodhana to tell him that tomorrow he will come to the assembly and he will present the case there in the assembly. And when he came to see, when he came to the assembly, he will present what Pandavas has got to say and Kauravas have to present their case and then Dhritarashtra has to make a decision. This was the agreement. So Krishna came to see Duryodhana first when he came there and he spoke to Duryodhana that this is the plan, if that is okay with him. Krishna was very courteous to Duryodhana. In spite of the fact that Krishna expected what was going to happen, he knew very well. When Krishna said all this to Duryodhana, Duryodhana says to Krishna, now that Krishna, Duryodhana wanted to get Krishna on his side, because almost everybody else is on his side now. Bhishma was with him, Drona was there, Karna was there, Ashwatthama was there, Kripa was there, everybody was on his side. And if he could only get Krishna also on his side, Pandavas are finished then. There is nothing Pandavas have got then. What do they got? They have no strength to fight all these great personalities. And then if Krishna is not with them, Pandavas are finished. So Duryodhana was using all his diplomatic strength to get Krishna on his side. So he told Krishna that if he could accept his invitation to dine that night with him, and Duryodhana says to Krishna that I have arranged this special palace for your stay here and you could stay, everything will be provided and all comforts. And Duryodhana even went up to the extent of saying to Krishna that I am sure that in Dwaraka you won't have this facilities what I have got here. Duryodhana was looking at this way. Krishna's point was, oh, I have got 16,108 wives to look after them. Which means, where will Krishna get any time to rest? This was Duryodhana's point of view. Now, partially it was true also, because Krishna's pastimes in Dwaraka will show that one day Krishna was sitting in Dwaraka in his palace. Uddhava came to see Krishna in the palace. At that time, Uddhava saw Krishna was in a very depressed mood. Depressed in the sense, Krishna looked very sad. Uddhava could not understand. Actually, this whole thing was Krishna's drama going on there. Whole, from beginning to end, it is acting. Uddhava comes to Krishna and says to him that he wanted something to discuss with Krishna. So Krishna says to Uddhava, Uddhava realized that Krishna was in some deep thoughts, and Uddhava decided to ask Krishna about it, what was disturbing his mind so much. Krishna says to Uddhava, what can I say? Look at my prarabdham is like this, that I have unnecessarily got involved in all these marriages. Now I am so caught up in time, I have no time for anything else except to attend to this problem, that problem. One son has gone and got involved with Lakshmana. You remember that story with Samba going and getting into trouble with Duryodhana's daughter Lakshmana. And that problem. So sons were giving trouble and Krishna has to go and sort them out. Grandsons were giving trouble. Aniruddha goes and have an affair with Usha. And that problem there with Bana, Krishna has to go with the army, fight everything them and bring them back. All these kind of problems in householder life, like today householder feels with the children and grandchildren, all that whole activity. So Krishna was saying to Uddhava that I am so absorbed in all this family life and all the problems associated with it, I have no time for anything. I am just wondering why I got involved in all these things. Krishna says to Uddhava like this. So Krishna is saying, admitting that he has got a lot of prarabdham like this. So this has happened in Dwaraka, and now Duryodhana was saying to Krishna that after all you have come to Hastinapur, here you don't have any such problem, life will be very comfortable, everything will be provided this time and there. Outrightly, Krishna says to Duryodhana, oh no, I can't accept your invitation. I've just met on my way Vidura and I'm promising that I'll go and see him this evening. Actually, it was a total lie. He has never met Vidura, he has never told him that he will come, nothing has happened. So, as and when it suits Krishna, he has no problem in telling lies also. As far as Krishna is concerned, everything is okay. What he does, that is the truth. That's what has happened. So, Krishna is like that, that there is nothing that in this Krishna's appearance, what is his speciality is, unlike Ramachandra has certain rules and limitations, restrictions and all that, Krishna has nothing. Whatever has to be done, it has to be done at any cost. That's all the principle is. That is Krishna's beauty. The beauty of Krishna's presence in this world was that truthfulness and Krishna consciousness is out of that. If you are understood Krishna, if you accepted Krishna, who Krishna is, then there is no problem. But otherwise, if you try to analyze Krishna and try to apply your morality on Krishna, you are going to lose. You are not going to understand who Krishna is. So, that is just one small thing. That Dyudam Chalayanamasmi Tejas Tejasvinamaham Jayosmi Vyavasayosmi Sattvam Sattvadamaham. I am also the gambling of cheats and of the splendid. I am the splendor. I am victory. I am adventure. I am the strength of the strong, Krishna says. Then Vrishninam Vasudevosmi Pandavanam Dhananjaya Muninam Apyaham Vyasa Kavinam Ushanam Kavim. So in the verse 36, Krishna says Jayosmi Vyavasayosmi. Krishna says Jayosmi Vyavasayosmi means that I am victory. This is a very difficult thing. I am victory. What does this mean? Of Jayosmi Vyavasayosmi. Among the industrious people who are very industrious and who are all the time endeavoring for success, but at the last minute they lose. It often happens, isn't it? Many serious endeavors. We put a lot of endeavor into it, but the last minute, because we couldn't handle it properly, we lose. Krishna says, no, I am Jayam among the Vyavasayosmi. I am the success. Give you an example for that. Once, two examples, it's easy to relate with all these things. Once it so happened that one lady who was very unfortunate in her life due to different circumstances, she had a very difficult time when she grew up. She didn't get married and she didn't have a proper life altogether. Financial problems and so many other things happened to her. So she decided that to approach a demigod and start worshipping very intensely. Durga Devi, she decided to worship, looking into her material situation. She was worshipping Durga Devi very intensely for quite a long time. And she wanted a relief from all her material distress. She wanted to have her body was not very beautiful, so she wanted a beautiful body. She wanted a beautiful husband. She wanted good children. And she wanted a lot of wealth. All the material desires, what normally people have, she had them. So she worshipped Durga very intensely. And after a long time, after intense worship, Durga appeared in front of her and asked her, what does the boon she want? One boon you can ask, she said. I can give you one boon and that's it, nothing more. You can't ask too many things. In other words, you can't ask for a husband, you can ask for a children, you can ask for wealth, all these things. So she looked at Durga for a minute and she thought, made up one sentence very nicely, she said, I would like to sit with my children and eat in a golden pot, she said. That's all I have the desire. In other words, if you understand that sentence, if you have to have children, you have to have a husband. So, marriage is settled there. And she wanted children, beautiful children. That means children are there. And also she said, I would like to eat in the golden pot. In other words, money was also there, imbibed in this. Durga Devi appreciated that and gave her that benediction, seeing her strength of mind. So that is that success in concluding the mission. Jayam Jayosmi Vyavasayosmi. That in success in negotiations, we often fail in that at the end, isn't it? We do so many things, but when it comes to the crunch, We fail somewhere, we make some mistakes, and afterwards we say, oh, I should have done like this, I should have done like that. So many different thoughts comes to our mind. Krishna says, Jayosmi, Vyavasayosmi. I am that Jayam. Success at the last minute, in the industrious person. I am that, Krishna says. Satvam Satvadamaham. Then, Vrishninam Vasudevosmi, Pandavanam Dhananjaya, Muninam Apyaham Vyasa, Kavinam Ushina Kavi, Ushana Kavi. Here, four things. Vrishninam Vasudevosmi. Among the Vrishnis, I am Vasudeva. Krishna says, I am Vasudeva. Among the Vrishnis. Of the descendants of Vrishni, I am Vasudeva. And of the Pandavas, I am Arjuna. Krishna says, among the Pandavas, I am Arjuna. This is a very important one in the Bhagavad Gita. In order to understand this, why Krishna said, among the Pandavas, I am Arjuna. For that, you have to go back to Srimad Bhagavatam. To know about Arjuna and to know why Arjuna got this situation. We'll come to that later. Muninam apyaham vyasa. Among the sages, Muni means thoughtful person. One who is maunam, who is silent. He is Muni. Silent person means who is always thoughtful. Among thoughtful persons, I am Vedavyasa Maharshi. Which we know why it is. Because Vedavyasa is the personality who gave all the great messages to this world. All the Vedic literature has come through him, and therefore he is the authority. Muni means one who has that ability to think beyond this material body and see higher goals and higher truth. That's Muni, not the scientist who is thinking about thinking about the ozone layer or the aquatics, what they are doing doing research on that, or cancer research, or these are not Munis. They are only in a different level, but they are not Munis. Munis are those who are thinking about the higher truth beyond this body. First of all, you have to transcend the body and things beyond the body. That whoever is analyzing that and who have come to the perfect conclusions, Darshanam, as it's called, there among them, I am Vedavyas, Krishna says. So you can see why Vedavyas is selected for that. And then the last one, Kavinam Ushana Kavi. Among the Kavinam Ushana Kavi, among the great thinkers, I am Ushana. Why Ushana is Shukracharya? Now one may wonder why Krishna has given Shukracharya with this great position. Shukracharya was a great thinker. He was a great personality. And not only that, when Mahabali's case, if you remember, normally people think, oh, Shukracharya was a demon because he was the spiritual master of the demons, isn't it? So generally most of the people think that what kind of person is this? He's the spiritual master of the demons, he's the guru of the demons, so he must be a demon, isn't it? No, it is not like that. Shukracharya's position is very high. Somebody asked Shukracharya, why do you do this job for the demons? Shukracharya's reply was like this. He says that I give them everything what they need. So these demons, they will get very strong in their life, and they'll get very puffed up, and they'll start offending the demigods and Krishna, with the results that they will suffer more. I want them to suffer, and that's how they can be changed. Otherwise they can't be changed. So therefore, Shukracharya's position is like that. And he, because of this, Krishna recognized him in a different way. I don't know whether you know this relationship between Krishna and Shukracharya. Shukracharya had a daughter by name Devayani. And this daughter Devayani was very dear to Shukracharya. And that story is in the ninth canto, if you remember. Shukracharya, this dearest daughter Devayani, married Ayati, the king. Ayati had, first marriage was to Devayani, which was not proper. Yayadi was a Kshatriya and Devayani was a Brahmana. So that marriage is not allowed. Actually, it is Pratilomam, not Anilomam. But still, he married her because Shukracharya gave permission in order to pacify Devayani. Later on, same Yayadi had married a Kshatriya girl who was Sharmishta. Sharmishta was married. Though now he has got a wife, Devayani and Sharmishta, two wives. Devayani told at the time of marriage, there was a commitment by Yayati to Shukracharya that he will never marry another girl. This was a commitment given to Shukracharya. It was on that condition that he allowed Yayati to marry Devayani. So they got settled down. But one day, these Kshatriya kings have one problem. As soon as they go traveling somewhere, they will see some beautiful women, they want to marry them straight away. So the same thing happened with our Yayati also. He met Sharmishtha, and Sharmishtha he decided to marry her. He married Sharmishtha, but kept her away from Devayani. Like many times what's happening these days also, not much different. So, and when it comes out, everything comes out in the open. And then, whether it is Prime Minister, whoever it is, all getting involved. And then you have to save the life somehow, and all other things starts after that. So things are not much different in Devayani's time also. You can see the same story is a reflection of what's happening these days. It's not much different. So Sharmishtha and Devayani, they were kept separate by Ayati. Ayati was the king. So he could do that. But one day, Devayani found out that Ayati has married and had got another 3 children from the second marriage of Sharmishtha. So when it came out, Ayati Devayani became very furious. Very furious with Ayati. And she went home back to Shukracharya and complained to him about it. That right now I want Ayati to die, she says to Shukracharya. Ayati had no choice. Shukracharya was very powerful and Ayati was in trouble. Ayati went pleading to him that, okay, I will accept whatever you want to do, but if I die, what will happen? Your own daughter will become without a husband, isn't it? It's a widow. It's going to be. At that time only Devayani thought maybe it's not the best idea. So Devayani goes back and says to Shukracharya that he should be punished, but he did not have to die, he says. And also, on that condition, Ayati became very, very old. An old person. Jara and Nara. Old age and disease all came to Ayati. Ayati became very, very old. By now, Ayati had 5 children. 2 from Devayani and 3 from Sharmishtha. Yadushchaturvasim chaiva Devayani vijanadam Druhyam chaninja purunja Sharmishtha varshavarvani. Bhagavatam says like this. That's very interesting. And when Shrishuvan says all these things in the Bhagavatam, he is making a little joke out of it. How he says like this. From Devayani came for Ayati, he says, Yadu and Turvasu, 2 boys were born from. Yadu and Turvasu were born from Devayani. And then, Druhyan Chaninja Purunsha, Sharmishtha Varshavarvani. Varshavarvani meant Vrishabharvav's daughter. Vrishabharvav was a king, his daughter was Sharmishtha. And Sharmishtha had 3 boys, Druhyu, Anudruhyu and Puru. 3 boys from, also were there with them, he says like that. So, Druhyanchaarinja Purinja Sharmishtha Varshavarvani. So these 5 children were there. So our Ayati, even after all these things, after going through all this hell in this world, through marrying to Devayani and Sharmishtha, still he was thinking, if I can enjoy a little bit more. And that desire of Ayati, it is well known in the Bhagavatam, the story of Ayati. Ayati thinking, now how can I get my youth back, which I have lost? Because you can only enjoy this world if you have a youthful body, isn't it? As soon as the old age comes, all desires also go for enjoyment. Although desires are there, but no opportunity. So you just have to live with it. So this is what happened to Ayati. So Ayati goes back to our Shukracharya. And Shukracharya says, okay, if any of your children are willing to exchange this old age, you can take their youth and give their, you give your old age to them. If any of them are willing to accept it, I have no problem. And so naturally, Ayati approached Yadu first. Yadu said, no, nothing doing. You have done something. He, although his father, he refused that. Yadu refused that. Why? Yadu was more intelligent than Ayati. In the sense that Yadu knew that this human body is a precious thing. And in this human body, the only thing to do is to go back home, back to Godhead. If it is used for that purpose, the body is worthwhile. Otherwise, whatever you may do with this body is all waste of time. And seeing his father's desire for sense gratification, he decided to close it off then and there. He says to Ayati that I'm not willing to exchange my youth, because I got my youthful body for what? To develop spiritual life, to Krishna consciousness for that. So Ayati could not do anything. Asked Turvasu. Turvasu replied exactly like Yadu. Didn't agree for it. When he came to the other 3, Druhyu, Anudruhyu and Puru. Druhyu and Anudruhyu also did not want to give their youth in exchange for the for the kingdom, because Yayadi said only if you exchange you will be the next emperor. That was the special offer from Yayadi. Otherwise none of them could become the emperor. But the last one, Puru accepted. Puru said, I will please my father somehow, and Puru accepted that, and therefore Puru became the next emperor, and through them came the Kauravas. The Kauravas, what we see in the Mahabharata, they have come from that. On the Pandavas also later. So here you will notice this Yadu who refused first time from who was born of Devayani, who was the daughter of Shukracharya. It is in that Yadu's family Krishna decided to appear. That is why we say Krishna is a Yadava, isn't it? Haraye namo Krishna Yadavaya namaha, Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya namaha. So Yadava, Krishna became the Yadava by appearing in the same family of Shukracharya through Devayani and through the son Yadu. And as Yadu's family, Krishna appeared. So therefore they became the Yadavas, and Krishna also appeared in that family. So that is why it says here that Vrishninam Vasudevosmi Pandavanam Dhananjaya Muninam Apyaham Vyasa Kavinam Ushana Kavim. Vrishninam Vasudevosmi Pandavanam Dhananjaya Muninam Apyaham Vyasa Kavinam Ushana Kavim. Of the descendants of Vrishni, I am Vasudeva. And of the Pandavas, I am Arjuna. Of the sages, I am Vyasa. And among the great thinkers, I am Ushana. Ushana is Shukracharya. So, now let us go back to Arjuna. Why Arjuna is important? This special position to Arjuna and Uddhava has, they both got it from Krishna due to their special relationship with Krishna. Why did Arjuna was given this position? That is our question, isn't it? Then Pandavanam Dhananjaya. Yudhishthira Maharaj was a devotee. Bhima was also a devotee. Nakula, Sahadeva, they were all devotees. But Arjuna was given this special position. Why this friendship became so strong between Krishna and Arjuna? That's very important, isn't it? Other Pandavas are also there. They were also Krishna's friends. And Krishna had all the love and affection for them. But Krishna says, Arjuna is very dear to me. Why? Why is Arjuna so dear? That's an important question. If you look into Mahabharatam, all these things are from the Mahabharatam that you can get the clues to this. The clue for why this relationship came up like this. Arjuna's special qualification was that under no circumstances, under any dangerous conditions, Arjuna felt that Krishna will protect me. This strong faith in Arjuna is that's what kept him going in his all Mahabharata war and even the rest of his life. That's what was keeping him going. It was such an important thing actually to tell us that is the kind of faith needed in Krishna. Arjuna had that faith in Krishna that without Krishna, Arjuna could not imagine that he could survive in this world. That was Arjuna's greatness. Now, Arjuna, in three different occasions in Mahabharatam, you will find Arjuna decided to give up his body by jumping into the fire. In three different instances this happens. If you remember Mahabharatam stories, we are going back to Mahabharatam because all these things are not in the Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam does not give importance to, because Bhagavatam is more centered around Krishna to develop the qualities of devotees of Krishna and their activities. That is what is in the Srimad Bhagavatam. But Mahabharatam is more explaining the activities of Krishna and Arjuna together. And there you will see the first instance was during the Mahabharata war when Abhimanyu was killed. On that night, Arjuna took the vow that if he doesn't kill the killer of Abhimanyu before the sunrise next day, then Arjuna will jump into the fire and kill himself. So when this was announced, the Kauravas became very careful to protect Jayadratha, who killed Abhimanyu by in a wrong way, not in the proper way. So therefore they were trying to protect Jayadratha the whole day. And Arjuna fought and fought the whole day from morning to evening, and nothing, he was not able to break through the vyuham that they have, the army, how they have formed to protect Jayadratha. He was almost going to lose the battle. It was more or less certain that Jayadratha will survive and Arjuna won't be able to kill him. When Arjuna was ready to jump into fire that night and kill himself and not to fight the war anymore, having realized his folly. You can understand from this that the people of those days, when they said something, they gave so much importance to their words. They consider that a word is, if you speak something with your mouth, they gave importance to that to such an extent that they were even willing to give up their life. If a Kshatriya could not uphold his word, he thought that he has committed the greatest crime and should give up his body. That was the type of people they were. So much adhering to dharma and to their words. Think about that today, how we are. How much we say and how much we uphold our words. And it makes a laugh, that it makes us all laugh, thinking how far we are away from their values, how strong they were fixed up in their words. So our Arjuna decided to jump into fire and kill himself, and it was then that Krishna realized that he has to protect his devotee. And he thought that if Krishna doesn't want to protect me, let me die rather than living in this world. And as you know very well what happened, Arjuna, Krishna covered the sun planet and created artificially, as though the sun has set. That time Jayadratha came out from inside, from the protection of the Kauravas, and Arjuna managed to kill him. And Krishna removed the cover of the sun planet at that time. So like this, Krishna has done that in order to protect Arjuna from being killed in the jumping into fire. So that was one instance. The second instance in the Mahabharata, you will find, it's a, that story is in the Srimad Bhagavatam also. When the 10 children, this happened in Dwaraka, when the 10 children of the Brahmanas, they died one after the other. Krishna was in Dwaraka and Balaram was also there. Arjuna was living there with Krishna in the palace. That time one day, the Brahmana, we discussed this in the 10th canto, Sandana Gopalam story, that this Brahmana who was living in Dwaraka at that time, every time the baby is born, the child dies. One after the other, one, two, three, like that it went on. So when this was happening, the Brahmana was feeling that that the necessity to approach the king. He went to see Krishna at the palace, and Krishna says to the Brahmana, what has happened? Brahmana says, every time the child die, Brahmana will come to the palace and complain. Krishna won't say one word. Never said any word. So someday somebody asked Krishna, why is this that you don't show any mercy to that Brahmana? So Krishna says, what can I do about it? So many people, their children die. What can I do about it? I have nothing to do. Say anything about it, he said. So one day, Brahmana, because it has happened so many times, every time the child die, Brahmana comes up and says to, and sing this song. It has become a song then, because it's repeating the same thing again and again. And eventually he started abusing the king, Ugrasena, and even complaining against Krishna and Balaram. Krishna won't say one word. So Krishna says that when somebody asked about this to Krishna, Krishna says that yes, my child also died. Pradyumna was taken away, isn't it, by Shambhrasura. So what could I do? I couldn't do anything about it, Krishna says. So similarly, what can I do about I couldn't help myself, and what's the question of me helping the Brahmana? So somebody asked from behind, you got your son back, haven't you? Said, Pradyumna came back later, isn't it? Shambhrasura was killed and Pradyumna came back to the palace. Krishna wrote back and told him, what's the guarantee that the Brahmana won't get back his child? From this you can understand, this was a game planned by Krishna and the Brahmana together from the very beginning, in order to crush Arjuna's ego. That was the goal behind it. This whole thing happens about 36 years after the Mahabharata war, this incident has happened. So you can imagine that Arjuna has now forgotten Bhagavad Gita by now. So Krishna thought that Arjuna has to be reminded of Bhagavad Gita again. So that was the intention behind it, and Krishna says to Arjuna, Arjuna didn't say anything and do anything about it. So nine children died one after the other like this, and the ninth time when the Brahmana came to complain to Krishna, Arjuna was sitting there with Krishna, and they were talking each other, and at the same time Brahmana started complaining very bitter about this. And Arjuna looked at Krishna's face and noticed that Krishna had no change in his mood. He was exactly the same person. So Arjuna, what he did was, he came out and without saying one word to Krishna, went to the Brahmana. So told Brahmana, what's wrong with you? Brahmana says, what's the use of telling you anything? This place is supposed to be managed by the Kshatriyas. I don't see any Kshatriyas here. Arjuna's blood was boiling. Somebody has to tell him that there is no Kshatriya here. That was enough. Arjuna, of all his ego, started talking to him. There is no Kshatriyas here. Do you know who I am? He says. To Arjuna says to Brahmana. Brahmana says, I don't know who you are. I know all the people here, they are just Shandas. He says, Napumsakams, another eunuchs, he is saying. There is no much difference. I don't think you are anywhere better than them. Like this, Arjuna was bombarded by this Brahmana. And Arjuna was getting very fired up because of all these things. So Arjuna says to him, I am Dhananjayam. You know who I am? He says, and present that verses you have to read in the Bhagavatam, how he spoke everything, continuously glorifying about himself. What Arjuna says to, you don't know about me, he says, and that's why you are talking like this. As long as I am here, such a thing cannot happen. Brahmana looks at him and says, alright, I can give you also a chance. I have given so many chances to others, nobody could do anything. So next time, when your wife is pregnant, come back to me and let me know. I'll come immediately there and make the arrangement so that nobody can touch your child. Arjuna gives a guarantee to the Brahmana. Arjuna comes back. When Arjuna came back, Krishna asked Arjuna, what was that you are having a very private conversation with that Brahmana? What is going on? He says. Arjuna says to Krishna, oh, nothing important, he says. Didn't want to say anything to Krishna about it. Krishna also thought, alright, let it go on in that way. Arjuna didn't want to reveal that. After a few days, Brahmana comes back again. Comes to his saying, says to him that, so Arjuna says to Brahmana, do you know who I am? He says, Viryam Trambakatoshanam. By my activities, Trambaka means Lord Shiva, even he has pleased with me and he has handed over to me this Pashupadam, this bow that has come from Lord Shiva. Now you know who I am, he says. So Brahmana says, that's all wonderful, but my wife is pregnant now. Do you want to do anything now? Come down now, he says. Arjuna says to Brahmana, I'll come now, I'll just have a word with Krishna and come back, he says. So he goes back to Krishna and says to Krishna, I have to go somewhere this evening, I won't be here for the dinner, so you please carry on, I'll come back later. Normally Krishna used to wait for Arjuna to come back, that was the type of relationship. But Arjuna, Krishna also thought, alright, he doesn't want to tell me anyway where he's going, it's a very confidential matter for Arjuna. So Arjuna goes there, and Arjuna goes to the Brahmana's house. When he goes there, and what he builds, what is called a Sharapanjaram, with his bows and arrows, with the mantras, he has installed all the arrows and created a complete cover for the Sutiyagraham. That means the delivery room where his wife was expecting the baby. So the time passed, and Arjuna was standing there and ready to fire the arrow at anyone whoever comes to take the baby away. So after some time, a Brahmana's wife went into labor, and then within short time she had the baby. But this time what happened was, when the baby was born, there was no sign of anybody. The baby was flown off through this. The Sharapancharam, the arrows, what Arjuna has created, it couldn't even protect the baby. And the baby was gone. Brahmana comes out and looks at Arjuna and says to him, I was told that you are such a great personality and you had received this from Lord Shiva, this from that, but I couldn't see anything, it was a sign of you anywhere, the baby has gone, says Brahmana says to Arjuna. Arjuna was in a shock that somebody could break through his protective cover and do this. So he went around looking for the baby everywhere, no sign of him. All the planets he went, Then even he thought, should I go to Kailasam, to Lord Shiva? First he went to Surlokam, Indralokam and all that. Went to all Patala Lokam, searched everywhere, no sign of the baby. And then he thought, should go to Kailasam, to Lord Shiva? He said, no, maybe not. Because after all, Arjuna was very devoted to Lord Shiva as well. So, that day he decided that if I go to Kailasam and ask Lord Shiva about this, maybe I am not having sufficient faith in Lord Shiva. That's why he thought. So he comes back and he decided to light the fire and jump into it. So when Arjuna came back, Brahmana saw Arjuna. Brahmana says to Arjuna in a very cynical way, says to him that, oh, did that happen that you set the fire and then you couldn't jump into it and came back, have you? He says in a very insulting manner. He spoke. Arjuna couldn't take it. Arjuna is a Kshatriya and that is in him very much, very strongly. The blood is boiling inside. So, Arjuna says, no, I will be jumping into the fire and killing myself, he says. It was then that he arranged everything to decide to jump into the fire and he started walking into the fire. By then, somebody tapped him at the shoulder from the back. Arjuna turned back and looked at it was Krishna standing there. Krishna says to Arjuna, can I talk to you for a minute before you jump into the fire, he says. So Arjuna says to Krishna, what is there to talk? Krishna says, why are you jumping into the fire? That Arjuna asked the question to Krishna, why am I jumping into the fire? Do you want me to tell you? Yes, Krishna says, okay. First thing, when your spiritual master's son died, you brought him up from where did you bring him and hand him over to your spiritual master? Remember that Sandivani Maharshi's son was lost and he brought him back from this world, another world, and brought him back and handed him over to his spiritual master, Sandivani Muni. All the six brothers of Krishna, Devaki Devi's children, they were in Sutalam. Did you not bring them back, hand them over to your mother when they have come back from there? So, are you not that Krishna, he says. Krishna says, yes, I did that. Then he says to Krishna, that when all the cowherd boys and cowherd men, they died at the time, when Kaliya was killed at the time on the bank of the river, who brought them back into life again? Is that not Krishna, you who have done that? Krishna says, yes. All three instances, Krishna agreed, I have done that. Then why did you not do this help for Brahmana, Brahmana's child? Why did you show this reservation? Why have you not done anything about it? Krishna could not answer that question. Then Arjuna continued. Arjuna said, do you know what the people are talking about you now in Dwaraka? Krishna says, what? They are saying that Krishna is very partial. He only looks after his people. And this, Arjuna says, I can't bear that. And therefore, I have decided to give up my body. In other words, Arjuna's love for Krishna was so high, anyone speaking one word against Krishna, Arjuna could not tolerate that. That was Arjuna's love for Krishna. Such a pure thought. You have to remember, to develop this consciousness is not easy. Even when Krishna was in this planet, how many people recognized Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Not many, have they? Because only one person, Uddhava, went to Krishna at the last minute and told him, take me back with you. Not any of the other Yadavas asked. On the other hand, at the final days when Krishna was leaving this, before departing from this planet, the Yadavas were not even willing to listen to Krishna. That was the situation. They got drunk and they got intoxicated with power and they were even started challenging Krishna. That was the situation at the time in Dwaraka. The Yadavas had to experience this. Krishna had created that situation that none of the associates of Krishna had even the intelligence to go to Krishna and ask him to take them back with Krishna to the spiritual world. Therefore, only Uddhava had the intelligence to recognize who Krishna is and to ask for that spiritual instruction. Ekadasham, Upadesham, Uddhava alone got it. Nobody else went and asked Krishna. That was their misfortune. In the Bhagavadam, very explicitly, Uddhava has been speaking about this. In the third canto, you can see that. Harim Veena Ivoduvam. That Uddhava recognized Krishna from the very beginning, who Krishna is. Others were all under the influence of Maya, could never understand Krishna's true identity. They all thought, some of the Yadavas were thinking, he is a member of our family. Krishna's children were thinking, oh, he is our father. Krishna's wives were thinking, he is our husband. And many others, in different ways, over the millions of Yadavas who are present there, they all related with Krishna as the friend of the family member. Nobody thought about Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Only the intelligence was in Uddhava to see that and to take advantage of that relationship during that time in Krishna's presence. That is why Vrishninam Pravaro Mandri Krishnasya Daida Sakha Shishyo Brihaspade Sakshal Uddhavo Buddhisattama. That intelligent Uddhava was the only person who had the sense or the ability to think and to go to Krishna and ask for that spiritual instruction from him before Krishna departed from this world. Everyone else, they just spent their time with Krishna and they went back to their own places. They did not get that opportunity what Uddhava had. So from there you can see that not many people took advantage of Krishna's presence in this world. It was difficult for people to recognize Krishna's position. This was the case with Krishna while he was present in the planet. what were we saying? Arjuna, yes. So Arjuna's that relationship is very important because they understood who Krishna is. So to come to that situation is not easy. We are now so many, the feast is already over. 5000 years ago the feast is over. Why it's called a feast is because when Krishna was here, whoever has taken advantage, they could go back to the spiritual world one after the other. They didn't have to come and rot here again another 5000 years. Pudana went, Vaga went, Akha went, so many others, one after the other. Krishna says, go back. Ticket issued to Vaikuntham or to Golokam, wherever they wanted to go, the destination was open to them. Now we are sitting here 5000 years later still thinking, is Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead or not? This is our doubt still, isn't it? And how can he be? And this, that, how many arguments back and forth. But even then, in Krishna was here in the planet, this was the situation. What to talk about the situation today? So, because Arjuna has developed that realization of Krishna in that way, and that love was perfect, Krishna gave him the Bhagavad Gita for this reason. That now, we'll come to the details later. Arjuna was saying that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, whether Krishna had, Arjuna put forward this question to Krishna, one and only question, asking Krishna that I could not tolerate. One person saying one word against you, I couldn't tolerate. If I can't do anything, I may as well give up the body. And that is when, who gave this intelligence to Arjuna to speak this? His staunch faith in the Lord Shiva's feet. That's what is given that strength to speak the right thing at the right time to Krishna. Krishna accepted that words of Arjuna and gave him the, pulled him out and took him to Vaikuntham and brought all the 9 children back from there. All the 10 were brought back and handed them over to Brahmana. And from this one, another pastime, and the last pastime of Arjuna and Krishna was Arjuna meets Hanuman in Rameshwaram. That's where they met each other. Hanuman and Arjuna. Arjuna was on a pilgrimage. Hanuman was sitting in Rameshwaram and they met each other. When they met each other, Hanuman looked at Arjuna and thought, he says, some prince who has come here. Who is this prince? So Arjuna started asking him, who is this Vanara sitting here looking at Hanuman? They didn't know their identity each other. Eventually Hanuman said to him that I am a devotee of Lord Ramachandra and I have done these great, great things in the past, this and that and the other. So at that time, Arjuna says to him that you can't construct a bridge. What bridge can you construct? If you construct a bridge, I can break it in a second, he says. So Hanuman builds a bridge, Arjuna breaks the bridge. This carried on few times. And then Hanuman could not understand who this was. It was that time Krishna comes over that way. When Krishna comes, Arjuna first built the bridge. Sorry, the other way it was. Arjuna was building the bridge and Hanuman was breaking it. And Arjuna kept on making it and Hanuman was breaking it. And in the end, Arjuna could not understand who this personality was. When Krishna arrived on the scene, Hanuman saw in Krishna Lord Ramachandra standing there. And Arjuna and Hanuman both paid their obeisances to Krishna. Then the agreement with Arjuna and Hanuman was, if Hanuman breaks all the bridges, then Arjuna will jump into fire and kill himself. So, having realized the seriousness of the situation, Krishna decided to give that, empower Arjuna for that capacity to build a bridge which Hanuman could not make. Arjuna built that bridge and Hanuman could not break it. It was then that Hanuman looked at Krishna, who this personality is, and saw Ramachandra standing there. So from this you can see, in three different instances, Krishna protected Arjuna from jumping into the fire. All because of only one reason, that Arjuna's faith in Krishna was absolute. There was never any waver in his mind. It was such a staunch faith, under no circumstances Arjuna will lose his faith in Krishna. If Krishna protects me, I will be protected. Nobody else can kill me. If Krishna doesn't protect me, I have no existence. This staunch faith of Arjuna had come from Kunti Devi. That is why Arjuna was given a special consideration by Krishna. In order to understand this, we have to study Kunti's prayers, which we'll do on next Sunday. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. Yeah.